Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
Now welcome to Time Out for Music. Although still very young, Veselin Ninov already enjoys a remarkable career as a soloist and chamber musician in the United States. He says this was what he wanted from a very early age, to live and tour overseas. After a series of successes at major international competitions, today Veselin gladly copes with the professional challenges that he's constantly facing. Only one of them, the musician, is among the few artists who have received the chance to tour with the piano of legendary pianist Vladimir Horowitz. Before we tell you more, let's hear a great performance of Scherzo in B-flat major by Franz Schubert. When the recording was made, Veselin was only 12 years old. Veselin was born in Pleven, a town in northern Bulgaria. There are no musicians in his family. He started playing at the age of 4 at the Panayot Pipkov National School of Arts in the city, where he got his secondary education. All the time, he was in the class of the famous piano professor Antoaneta Avudenicharova. With her, He prepared for his first appearance at the Svetoslav-Ubretenov national competition in the town of Provadia, where he competed in the group of 10-year-old children and won a prize. Many other victories followed, for which he is today grateful to his teacher and the Bulgarian system of music education.
Our music schools offer very good training, not only for soloist artists and chamber musicians. Theoretical disciplines that improve the practical skills from an early age are seriously present. I'm very grateful to my piano teacher, Ms. Vodiničarova, for everything that she has done for me and to the Bulgarian educational system. I came to New York for the first time in 2006. I was 16 years old. I took part in festivals and met with American professors who watched me playing. Among them were also Russian musicians who had chosen to live and teach in the United States. Later, I continued my education at the Long Island Conservatory in New York in the class of Professor Tamara Podubnaya. I like the way in which musical work is done in the United States, but again I underline what we've learned in Bulgaria helps me a lot. The skills that we gain as teenagers are taught here much later. This gave me a lot of advantages.
The pianist says that his first piano was of a Belarus brand produced in the Soviet Union. These instruments were very common in this country in the recent past because of their relatively good quality and affordable price. Pianos with that brand gave rise to many musical jokes because of the eponymous brand of Soviet tractors, widely used in Bulgaria's agriculture. In recent years, Vasily Ninov has had the opportunity to play on magnificent grand pianos.
For a year and a half, I'm a representative of BV Artists International and constantly give concerts with orchestras and solo recitals in New York and the surrounding area. I have projects for the Steinway Company, which include performances on the grand piano produced especially for Vladimir Horowitz, an extraordinary experience for me. The celebrated Russian pianist traveled with his piano around the world, accompanied by his personal tuner. Today, some 25 years after the death of Horowitz, the tuner continues to accompany the piano and to take care of its condition. For the first time, I played on it in 2012, at the invitation of Steinway Company in Long Island. This instrument holds so much history. I remember that I performed a piece of Franz Liszt, and with the very first tones I felt the incredible range of the sound and great joy. True, pure joy of what came out from under my fingers, it was a very special moment for me and for anyone who has had a chance to touch these keys. In 2015, I'm about to have an exciting meeting, a concert with one of the most popular women on the music scene in New York, Susan Deva, conductor, music director of the North Shore Symphony Orchestra. Being on stage with her and her band is wonderful. Last year we performed together Tchaikovsky's piano concert. Now I have an invitation to perform a concerto for piano and orchestra number 2 by Dmitri Shostakovich. Incredibly beautiful music. I'm very honored to be part of the event, as Miss Diva so decided to celebrate the end of her successful career and then plans to withdraw from her activity as conductor.
Let us hear at the end of the show Veselin Ninov performing Hungarian Rhapsody, number 12 by Liszt. The recording was made in a studio in New York in 2012 after he had won first prize at a piano competition in Rostov-upon-Don in Russia.
Thank you.
This has been Time Out for Music featuring pianist Veselin Ninov.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also, you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.